From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that the Riverkeeper activist group is warning not to swim in the Hudson River locally because of the large amount of raw sewage Coxsackie, Hudson, Athens, and Catskill pour into the water. Riverkeeper Director of Advocacy Dan Shapley said, and I quote, "In the Twin Counties, the city of Hudson and Catskill both rely on combined sewers designed to carry only sewage in dry weather. But after rain, that system is designed to overflow into the Hudson River and Catskill Creek. That raw sewage is going into our water," end quote. Riverkeeper, which partners on water monitoring with Queens College and Columbia University's Lamont Doherty's Earth Observatory in routinely testing for fecal indicator bacteria, says that most Greene County and Columbia County tributaries sampled do not meet U.S. Environmental Protection Agency safe swimming criteria. Anyone swimming in Hudson River locally might get bloody diarrhea, abdominal cramps, nausea, vomiting, and fever. Athens Town Supervisor Michael Perrone does not seem worried about all the raw sewage his town is dumping into the Hudson River. Perrone said, and I quote, "We have very few swimmers. The only thing I would say possibly is that people who go boating park by the flats and go individually swimming. Athens has no beach, no signs that say swimming is permitted. So it's very difficult to say what individual people may do," end quote. Coxsackie Mayor Mark Evans claims, and I quote, "We're not overflowing, or the overflows are very few and far between," end quote. In Catskill, an engineer working on the village's combined sewer overflow elimination project says it will be 5 to 7 years before the problem is solved. And the paper reports, and I quote, "Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson referred questions on the issue to City Department of Public Works Superintendent Rob Perry, who did not immediately return calls for comment Thursday," end quote. Many cities south of the area use Hudson River water for drinking. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that at the April 17th Greenville Central School District Board of Education meeting, the Greene County Sheriff's Office said they will equip all of its police in local schools with body cameras. The cameras will record video throughout the school day, but will only record audio if the officer presses the button to record. Greene County Sheriff Sergeant Joe Fimmel said anyone filing a Freedom of Information Act could have access to the recordings as they are public records and cannot remain private. Courts ultimately would rule on whether the recordings could be turned over to the requesting member of the public. School will use the recordings for disciplinary actions. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that the Democrats that control the legislature and Kathy Hochul still have not agreed on a new budget, though one was due April 1st. Republican Assembly Minority Leader Will Barkley asked, and I quote, "If we're not getting a budget done on time, what else are we not getting done that ought to be done?" end quote. State Senator Tim Kennedy said, and I quote, "We're putting the budget together. We're negotiating. There's a lot to it. It's hundreds of billions of dollars, and we're making sure that at the end of the day, it's the right budget for the people of New York," end quote. But Democrats have had months before April 1st to do all that was needed to be done. Local school districts won't be able to say that. They currently must make budget proposals based on state aid for voters to weigh in May 16 elections. But they won't know official funding for schools until the budget is unveiled. Blair Horner of the New York Public Interest Group said, and I quote, "It's just another body blow for how people view state government, and at a certain level, it increases their cynicism," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 update. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.